And welcome back here to Highlands Golden Rams Stadium. Along with Dave Bacon, I'm Scott Briggs. You're listening to Knock Football here on WISR in Butler. Also online at WISR680.com and, as always, at the MSA Sports Network. Good to have you along with us here at the half. The Knock Knights trail the Golden Rams 21-16. And, Dave, the Golden Rams pretty much as advertised.
Yeah, they throw the ball well. The quarterback, Seth Cohen, has had some fantastic touchdown passes tonight, right on the money. Good receiving core. Running game that is adequate. The Knock Knights not able to contain Cohen tonight for the most part at all. They did sack him in the end zone for a safety, young Jim Johnston, who is playing outside linebacker this week for the Knights. But really not able to get any pressure on Cohen at all.
No, they really haven't. He's had his time to throw, and that's dangerous. You know, 3 seconds maybe is all he's got, and he's getting rid of the football. Let's take a look at the scoring. It all started as the Knock Knights were forced to punt in their first possession. Rams got the ball deep in their end, started at their own 9-yard line, gained 3 yards on first down, and then on second down it was an 88-yard touchdown pass to Logan Christ from Seth Cohen. But, Dave, that was a 3-yard pass, and he ran the rest of the game.
85-yard run, yeah, but there was just nobody around him that could catch him. And he just took it down the far sidelines the rest of the distance.
So the Knock Knights came out, got the ball at their own 31. Then on first down, Ivan Stapchuk with a 32-yard gainer. Knock was able to move the football down the field, and Jake Herrett took it in from 28 yards out with 6:05 to go. So a minute 40 seconds later, the game is tied as both teams got their extra point. Then the Rams, starting and moving it down the field, would score their second touchdown. This one came to on a pass to Romello Freeman in the corner of the end zone. Just an absolutely perfectly run pattern. Down, faded to the inside, curled around to the outside, got the defender turned around, and Freeman took in the pass from 21 yards out from Cohen. And again, Dave, he didn't break stride going right to the corner of the end zone.
No, and Cohen placed it perfectly. He just stuck his arms out and the ball was there.
Both teams would then exchange punts, and the Knock Knights then would drive down the field starting at the Highlands 42. They got a 12-yard gainer, and then it was a 30-yard pass to A.J. Karenbauer over the middle. And again, it was a great pass that time by Jake Herrod, who stepped back, and Karenbauer streaked down the middle, actually had two guys open downfield. Karenbauer makes the catch in the end zone, and the tie score at 14-14. Then again, exchange of punts. Knock would punt and pin the Golden Rams back at the 9-yard line. They would have a motion penalty that would take it back to the 4. And then on the next play, Seth Cohen running laterally through the end zone. And as Dave said, Jim Johnston came through and dropped him in the end zone to put the Knights up 16-14. So with 3:46 to go in the first half, Knock got the ball at the Highlands 41. And had a chance there now to move down the field and take the lead in the game. But a penalty, a couple of bad plays, and the Knights found themselves punting, pinned the Golden Rams back at their own 20. They ran two or three plays, found themselves in a third down and 9 situation. But Seth Cohen found Logan Christ about 12 yards downfield to pick up the first down, and then Highlands just went bing, bing, bing down the field, capped it off with a 26-yard touchdown pass to Johnny Christ. And on the play before that, Christ looked like he was going to take in a long pass inside the 20-yard line, but a pass interference call against Knock, and probably a smart play by Knock.
Yeah, probably a wise call. It was unfortunate there was that position in the field, but it could have been a touchdown had it not been a passing interference call.
Well, you'd rather give up the 15 yards than probably the 35 they would have given up on that pass play. So anyway, it would be Johnny Christ taking in the pass from Seth Cohen in the far corner of the end zone. Again, another great pass from Cohen. And that's where we are at the half, 21-16, with the Golden Rams in the lead. We'll be back at the start of the second half as the Knights will kick off the Highlands right after these messages.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in 4 locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
A pay man and the fruitcakes.
And welcome back here to Highlands as we get set to start the second half. The Knock Knights and the Golden Rams. Don't forget next Friday night, the Knock Knights at home to take on the South Fayette Lions, so it won't get any easier.
Doesn't get any easier against the Lions, the number one team, ranked team in Quad A.
And they throw the ball better than anybody.
Yes.
And Knock tonight struggling with the pass. We're going to have to try some things here because it's going to get worse next week. Against that team who's shutting out Uniontown as we speak. Mars leading Montour 9-7 at the half. Indiana and Blackhawk. Close game. A touchdown apiece, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a tie game at 7.
Yep. So we're just about ready to go here to start the second half with the Golden Rams up 21-16. I don't want to give them anything on this first series.
And we'll find out real quickly if Knock made effective halftime adjustments in that defense.
To A, get a little more pressure on Seth Cohen, and to B, a little better coverage on the defenders. But, you know, you play off of them a little bit more so you can run with them, and they throw underneath. You get up tight, and then you can't run with them, and they throw deep. And they are good receivers, folks. They're, you know, when you look at Romello Freeman, this kid is a Division I prospect.
6'1", 185 senior.
And he's pretty much, they say he's more of a prospect as a defender as opposed to a wide receiver. And he has been exceptional on defense as well, has one knockdown. And we're not even throwing near him. So we're set to go as Seth Gore, or as Matt Gore will kick it off. Booker and Christ back deep to receive for the Golden Rams. Second half. Game number 3 in the 2017 season, already one-third of the way through the year. Highlands, of course, played a week 0 game. So this is actually their 4th game. Gore's kickoff, high spinner. Christ will wait and field it at the 15. Out across the 20, works towards the middle, back into the middle, cuts a nice couple moves, runs into James Johnson and A.J. Karenbauer. Out around the 37-yard line, so a nice return by Highlands. Puts him in pretty good field position to start the second half.
And that return comes out to the 37-yard line, good for 22-yard return.
So the Rams ready to go.
Golden Rams at their own 37.
Receivers split to either side. 3 to the near side, single receiver to the far side. Seth Cohen is the quarterback. Cameron Taylor is the tailback. And the quick pass out into the flat is incomplete, thrown at the feet of Logan Christ. And that's probably the worst pass that Cohen's thrown all night. Trying to do something real quick there with the Rams.
And Knock did get some pressure in on him that time. Not close enough.
And the Knights now look like they've got the back to the, well, now there's 5 guys on the line. Cohen, again, 2 receivers right, and I think Did the defense go off that
time?
The
defense may have gone that time.
Whistle on the pre-snap. It looked like the right side of the knock defense perhaps went a little too early.
Unless they were drawn. Nope.
Now it'll be defense. So our another penalty against the Knock Knights pre-snap.
That's 50 yards in total penalties on the night.
Give the Rams the ball at the 42, second down and five. So you just stop them on first down and you hand them a free five. Cohen now, three receivers right, single receiver left. That's Freeman. And Cohen looks quick to the right and throws down low for Johnny Kreis. I don't know whether he catch it. Yeah, he caught it. 43 for a yard gain. Sort of slipped on the AstroTurf there.
Turf monster got him.
Third down and four, so here's a big third down play for the Knock defense to start this second half. Freeman to the near side, two receivers wide side of the field. That's the far side. And Knock jumps off again, just handing him another one.
He gave him the first down.
A little too anxious to get in there on Cohen.
Well, we saw, in week one, just an aggressive Knock offense and aggressive Knock defense, and now they're just a little over-aggressive maybe.
Now, Corey Payne says this is against Highland. It is.
It is. Wow.
So it wasn't Knock this time. So we'll go back five. And I did not see an offensive player move. But
I saw Knock Knights in between some linemen up front.
Yeah.
Third down and nine now.
So two penalties here. Move the ball 5 yards one way and then five back the other. Eric Green up on tight. And here's Cohen back to throw. Out into the flats. Got a man open. Nice catch by Freeman at midfield with a nice move. Back the other way. Another broken tackle at midfield. Karenbauer gets away from him as he's going to the far side of the field and finally brought down inside Knock territory to 45. Freeman ran a long way, Dave.
He caught that on the near sidelines and ran clear to the far sideline. Lost his first down a couple times, but regained it and moved the sticks.
And the Knights with opportunities to bring him down short of that first down and couldn't do it. So Highlands with another first down, this time in Knock territory at the 45. And a quick toss out to Freeman. He put the little dipsy doodle on him. First and 10 Rams. Cohen out of the shotgun. Cohen with pressure, and down goes Cohen. Firing in is A.J. Karenbauer, and Karenbauer got him back across midfield at the 49. That's a loss of six. The safety blitz.
That is the most pressure they've got on the Rams all night.
That's what they needed. Second down now and 16 right after the blitz. And Karenbauer just came firing right through there. Cohen now again, four receivers. Looks to the sideline for the call.
Play clock at 9.
Cohen looks around, takes the snap. Looks quick to his left, fires out into the flat. Pass is caught by Kreis. And he will get yardage down to the Knock 40-yard line. So an 11-yard pickup there. Bring up second down and five. Third down and five. Third?
Should be third. They had it at second. They had it at fourth. Now it's at third where it should be.
All right. So another third down for the Golden Rams. Again, Freeman split wide to the right side. Johnny Kreis and Logan Kreis both in on the right side as well. And Cohen now back. Pressure comes. Cohen into the flat for Kreis. Incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down. Again, good pressure by the Knights. James Johnson was in there. Also Corey Payne in there. I think Karenbauer may have been in there as well, and it'll bring up fourth down.
That hurried to throw, and it was very low and really
it wasn't going to be a first down anyway.
No, it wasn't. Not right there.
Probably would have been no gain. So Knock will force the punt here to start the second half. It'll find themselves very deep as Jared Schreckengoss stands back at his 10-yard line waiting for the punt from Logan Kreis. Low snap, Kreis has to pick it up off the ground and gets it away and kicks it out of bounds down the right sideline. And we'll see where they mark this one. It should be out beyond the 20-yard line, I would think. Well, they're going to mark it right at the 20. So the Hawk Knights will get their first chance in the second half, trailing 21-16 with 9:35 to play in the third. Starting at their own 20-yard line, the Hawk offense takes the field.
We'll see what the offense for the Knights can pull out of a hat here.
And really, they've struggled a bit to get any consistency.
Hawk trailing 21-16 here with 9 minutes and 35 seconds to go in quarter number three.
Out they come in the triple option. Wide receiver near side is Schreckengost. And it's Harrett on the keeper. Harrett to the outside, and really no place to go out at the 25-yard line. Nice play by Lonnie Long and Gabe Booker to play off of the defender. And they give him 20, give him 5 to the 25.
Pick up 5 on the play, bring up 2nd and 5.
Looked like Jake had a lot more room than that, but Highlands defenders are very, very quick. And Stapchuk, along with Setnar and Karen Bauer in the backfield. The tight end is Grassy on the right. And in motion goes Setnar, and they hand it up. Ball comes loose out of the hands of Stapchuk, and Highlands is, looks like they've got it at the 26-yard line.
Oh.
Stapchuk got hit as he came through the line of scrimmage, and the ball came flying out. And the Golden Rams were the only ones around. And so Highlands gets the first turnover of the game. And they'll get it at the Hawk 26-yard line. 8:49 to go here in quarter number three. So now the Hawk defense with their work cut out for them. Too many guys on the field, they spread it out. Cohen with three receivers. Cohen with a pitch ahead to Johnny Kreis, and Kreis inside the 20, the 15, and down about the 12-yard line on just a counter back in from the tight end, almost a little tight end pitch pass.
Yeah, perfectly executed. Gain of 14, first down at the 12.
First and 10 Rams. Their offense is very well designed by Dom Girardi. First and 10 at the Hawk 12. Long split to the left side. Cohen is going to give it off, and this is to Taylor. Taylor breaks tackles behind the line of scrimmage. Should have been stopped at about the 15, but he gets to the 10.
2 yards. Bring up 2nd and 8 at the 10-yard line.
Knock was there. They just couldn't bring him down.
Taylor kind of low to the ground at 5'10", 234. 2nd down and 8.
Kind of built more like a lineman.
Yeah. A quick hitter there, Taylor for 2, but he actually gained 5. Cohen with a quick toss into the flat, and the pass is caught out there by Kreis, but only for a short gain to the 9.
About 2 yards down to the 8.
Slid to the outside, and Cohen threw the ball a little bit behind him. Davey had to come back for it, and then slid down to make the catch.
Actually caught it and slid on his back, went way down for it. It'll be 3rd down and a long 6.
Ball marked at the 9-yard line. What are we waiting for? Well, we mark it. 3rd down, Rams. Deep in lock territory. Slot receiver to the right. Slot receiver to the left. 2 other receivers. Cohen now. Waits, puts a man in motion to the near side. He's got the ball, looks to turn it upfield. That's Kreis, and he is tackled for a loss. Back at the 11-yard line.
Drop for a
bring
loss.
Up 4th down and
bring up 4th and 8 at the 11.
8 and a half.
Frazier and Karen Bauer and Jim Johnston back there. So here comes a field goal team.
We'll see.
JC Bowser.
Into attempt a.
This will be about a 28-yard field goal.
She's been perfect on the extra points so far tonight.
Yep.
We'll see what she can do on something a little longer.
Ryan Signorella will put the ball down. Ball's down, kicks on its way, high enough, long enough, and it's good. So J.C. Bowser with a 28-yard field goal. And it's makes that an 8-point game. Highlands 24 and Knox 16 back with a kickoff right after this timeout.
Over the past 2 decades, United Plate Glass has forged a name for itself synonymous with quality service and reliability. By combining the most advanced equipment, the best people, and a dedication to fulfilling their customers' needs, United Plate Glass has set itself apart from its competition. UPG wants to encourage all the high school athletes. Forge a name for yourself and your school through hard work, determination, teamwork, and pride in your performance. Good luck, Knock Knights football players and cheerleaders from United Plate Glass.
Well, the Knock Knights held the Golden Rams there to only a field goal after the fumble. And they'll get the ball back, but down by a touchdown and a two-point conversion. It's 24-16 Highlands, 6:17 to go here in the third. And the Knock offense needs to get something going here. They cannot afford to give Highlands back the ball again. Sam Peck to kick off again for the Golden Rams. Been kicking to the corners, and this time he kicks it deep. Stapchuk and Mullen fight for it, and Stapchuk comes out with it across the 20, 25, into the middle of the pile, and out to about the 27-yard line is Ivan Stapchuk. I'll give him maybe the 29 on that return. Highlands, pretty good coverage on special teams. Really haven't given the Knights much of anything to... 29 yard punts or kicks. So Jay Carrot trots onto the field for the Knock offense with 6:08 to go here in the third, down eight.
Still a one score game for the Knights.
Yeah, they just need to get some kind of rhythm going here. Pitch right side, Stapchuk looks to turn the corner, gets the speed to the outside, and does get good yardage across. Looks like across the 35-yard line.
Looks like they'll put him right about the 35. He just had, he was going to have to do that all on his own because there was nobody in front of him wearing a white uniform.
The nose of the ball out on the 36-yard line, so a nice gain of seven. Now, Highlands is chasing him to the sideline, but Ivan's faster and makes the turn. Second down, short yardage situation. Rams with four down linemen, four linebackers. Herod under center. Keeps it himself. Herod bounces to the middle, but well defended by Jermaine Jett.
He might get a yard on that. It'll be third down and two.
Well, the officials sort of can't agree where to put it, but give him the 37. Highlands with those four linebackers now are just sort of daring Knock to run at them. So third down and two. Big third down here for the Knock Knights. Schreckengoss splits to the left side. Herod under center. Golden Rams, five guys on the line. Herod back. Flags fly as the play starts. And that's going to probably be a procedure penalty.
Well, the Knights are clapping.
Offsides defense. They must have lined up offsides.
Yeah.
So they give the Knock Knights a free first down. So they'll move the ball out across the 40 to the 42-yard line. First and 10 Knock on the penalty. Rams must have lined up offsides, Dave, because I didn't see anybody move.
Nobody was moving. Nobody jumped. So they must have lined up with
a little too far on the other side of the line. First and 10 Knights, and Herod under center. Out of the triple option. And straight ahead, Herod with the keeper. Looks for a place to go, and not much there to the 45, gain of three.
Tried to make himself small and squeak through a hole, but none was there. He did pick up about three on the play.
Second down, seven. Clock down to 4:40 to play here in the third, so plenty of time. And Knock needs to put together a good drive here. Now if you get 3-4 yards of crack, you can do that.
Yes. But you can't match that possession for possession when Highlands goes 88 yards in one play.
Right. Second down. Karrenbauer in motion near side. Pitch too high, but Karrenbauer able to get back and get it. Had to wait for the ball, and he'll only get maybe a yard or two. Maybe the 47 for a yard.
Jermaine Jett, pick up of about a yard, bring up third and six.
Again, the pitch by Herrett was really high, and A.J. had to wait for it and actually go backwards and pull it in. So again, just the little things causing the Knights problems tonight. Third down and six. Schreckengoss to the right. Tight end Eric Green on the near side. Grassy's a tight end on the right. Harrod's back to throw. Looking with time. Throws across the middle. Karrenbauer makes the catch inside the Highlands 40 at the 37-yard line.
He snuck underneath.
Flag down.
Pass from Jake Harrod to A.J. Karrenbauer. We have a flag on the play.
Went to his knees.
That'll be negated by a hold. Oh, a nice play. Harrod to Karrenbauer, but all for naught. Flag down at the 45-yard line, so it'll move it back to the 35.
10 yards. Replay, turn back.
So, geez.
That's 60 yards in penalties for the Knights tonight.
Boy, and that one couldn't have come at an absolute worst time. Instead of a first and 10 inside Highlands territory, you're looking at a third and 17 from your own 35. Harrod out of the pistol. Back to throw. Here comes pressure. Harrod to the outside. Can run if he wants. Turns back upfield and then just sort of throws it away. And there was nobody out there to throw it to. And this will be an intentional grounding.
Jake Harrod. We have a flag on the play. It was brought down by Danny Timmons.
Yep, there's no question about that. There was no one out there. Harrod was sort of had been caught, spun around, and just sort of turned to the side and threw it. Loss of down will make it fourth down. And the penalty. So the intentional grounding and things just going the wrong way for the Knock Knights right now.
It'll be fourth down and forever.
They'll be able to maybe punt to where they needed to get. But boy, how things can change quickly. You had a first down inside the Highlands 40 and now you're punting. So Chase Mullen will stand back at about his 10-yard line. Booker and Christ back deep to receive for the Rams. Mullen from his 12-yard line. With time, gets the kick away. It's a line drive shot. Goes over Christ's head, takes a big knock roll inside the 30. Christ goes back and fields it for some odd reason. And down at the 20. I wonder if he called for a fair catch.
I didn't see him.
No, it goes
way
back
over his head.
So it'll be a Rams ball at their own 25-yard line. With 3 minutes to go here in the third. And Highlands leading 24-16. Knock got a stop on their last defensive series. Looked like they had something going offensively, but then a couple of bad penalties cost them. And now the Rams starting back at their own 25. Booker or Freeman split wide to the left side. Three receivers to the right for Cohen. Cohen looks now back out into the flat. Picked, almost picked off. James Johnson had a touchdown.
Oh, it was a little behind him, but he undercut that receiver perfectly.
And I think it was intended for Johnny Christ, and I think Christ actually broke up the catch that Johnston was going to make. I think he had that ball caught, but Christ broke it up. But James Johnston was going the other way for six. All right, again. Cohen, three receivers. The slot receiver right side. Second down, rolling right, looking to run. Looks to turn the corner. Lots of white jerseys there, and he's not going to get much further than the 26-yard line. Maybe the 27 will bring up a third down and eight.
Down by number 52, Andrew Mullen, and number 23, Salon Mosby.
So another third down opportunity for the Knock defense to put a stop on Highland. This is where you got to watch out, Dave, for Logan Christ.
Yeah.
He just seems to get in the right spot. And he will go to the left side along with Johnny Christ. Two receivers to the right side. Third down and eight for Highland. Cohen in the backfield, waits for the snap, takes it in his back to throw, pressure, throwing downfield, Freeman with a catch out at the 40-yard line and finally brought down by Goodland. It's a first down for the Golden Rams at the 40. The gain of 13.
Cohen was throwing under pressure that time a little bit.
Bit of a mismatch there. Goodland at 5'8 and Freeman at 6'1. And they just turned, and Freeman stopped and they threw the ball to him. Kind of hard not to catch it when it coming right at you there. Official timeout here. They have a player down on the near sideline. And they got to get the player up off the ground. And he's up. So here we go. Hey, players can't sit in the sideline. You're either back on the bench or you're up. And all right, it is first and 10, Golden Rams at their own 40. Minute 45 to go here in the third. They lead by 8. Cohen with the blitz coming. Gets the ball away. Hit as he throws. That was Eric Green hit him as he threw the ball. And Tanner Grassi had a shot at that wobbling ball, but Cohen a little shaken up, I think, on that one.
Yeah, he got hit pretty good.
Mock just sort of bull rushed. So look for him to run something real fast here. Second down and 10. Two receivers left, single receiver near side of the field, short side. Cohen looks quick to the outside. Pass is caught out there. Nice spin move by
Logan Christ.
Frazier with a tackle, but Christ picks up 7.
Pick up of 7 on a play.
Out to the 47. So to bring up another third down, and let's call this one a long 3. And Cohen with the play from the sideline from head coach Dom Girardi. Cohen with single receiver near side. Takes the snap back. Pressure. He's going to throw to Freeman across the middle, and just a miscommunication there. Freeman thought the ball was coming inside. Cohen thought he was going outside, and this will bring up fourth down. So a break for the Knights here. They'll get the ball back with less than a minute to go here in the third. Down 24-16.
Should get some reasonable field position out of this.
Christ will kick. Schreckengoss stands at his 20. Christ back at his 35. Highland's finally getting enough guys on the field for this punt team. And Christ with time gets it away. Flag is down and up coming to get the ball. It comes loose. Highland's has it off the muff.
We'll see what the flag is about.
I think the flag is a procedure penalty of some kind against the Golden Rams would be my guess, the way they had guys moving around back there. But again, Knock with an ill-advised attempt to catch a punt. Schreckengoss came up on the run and bobbled the punt. Highlands did recover it, but Knock's going to dodge a bullet here.
Yeah, the Rams know it, too. They're all walking back.
So the illegal formation will cost the Rams a chance at that ball, but again, Knock with an ill-advised attempt to catch a punt. That's pretty much a line drive shot, and it was well short. Schreckengoss tried to come up and get it and fielded it and then bobbled it, and Highlands actually recovered it. So now Christ will punt from inside his 30-yard line. And Knox gotten good pressure in there, and they're going to throw a flag on the roughing the kicker. So now we come back the other way. So if it's running into or roughing, I don't know if there's a difference anymore or not.
We'll see shortly. It will be a learning moment.
Yep. Let's see what the official says here.
On the kicking team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you got one on each side then. Offsetting.
If, we have two fouls on the play, one by each team.
So it's offsetting.
Incidental contact with the kicker.
And that's an incidental contact and an illegal formation on the offense, so they offset, so we do it again. Boy, we thought the Knights were putting the pressure on the kicker, and they sort of ran into him, and he did a nice job to fall down and make it look good. But Knock had really put in the pressure on the kicker. So here we go with this fourth down play over again yet one more time. High snap. Christ goes up and gets it. Comes down with it. Gets the kick away. High kick. Schreckengoss waits and fields it, and then is crunched. But he hangs on. And again, that's a point where you must take a fair catch. You cannot let them come and get you like that. You have to put your hand up and take a fair catch there. So Schreckengoss able to hang on somehow at the 27-yard line. And Knock with the ball back with 30 seconds to go here in the third.
There is no shame in taking the safe way out of this.
No, and that, again, I mean, they were coming at him. He saw him coming. He should have just put his hand up in the air, made sure he caught the ball, but he didn't, and he got crunched. All legally. Handoff are kept by Harrod up the middle on first down, and Harrod stood up as he crosses the 30 to the 32.
Another down by Thomas Portelli and Romello Freeman.
Started at the 27, so the 32, a gain of five, and that's what Knock's getting, that 5 yards. And we have a golden ram down on the far side of the field. Is that Freeman?
Could be. He was on the tackle, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was, and he's down on his knees on the far side of the field. Timeout on the field with 14 seconds left to go here in the third.
And the Knock Knights 16.
We'll take a quick injury timeout and come back right after this.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
Well, Romello Freeman is the injured player from Highlands, and he's up off the turf and walking off with the trainers. Smile on his face, it appears, so that's good news. Romello Freeman heading to the sideline. Of course, I don't think he's left the field, Dave.
No, he
goes
hard.
He's on offense, he's on defense.
Again, he goes hard both ways.
And it is a warm day.
Yeah.
And that'll be the end of the third quarter. I go to the fourth with the Knock Knights trailing the Highlands Golden Rams 24-16. Back with fourth quarter action here on WISR. WISR680.com and the MSA Sports Network right after this.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
All right, we are back as we start the fourth quarter here from Highlands Golden Rams Stadium. Knock with the football, second down and five in their own end. And again, Harrod with the keeper, and Harrod will take it out to the 35 for a gain of three. But just not anything in the middle for Ivan Stapchuk. They've not been able to get Ivan going at all tonight.
Harrod probably has put together some pretty good
running. Yeah, he has. So third down and two for Knock.
Bring up third and two.
We're getting to the point in this game where you've got to make something happen here. Third and two. Karen Bauer and Setmar split to either side of Stapchuk behind Harrod. In motion is Karen Bauer and the handoff to Stapchuk. Stapchuk forward and looks like he has the first down at the 38-yard line.
Knight first down, moves the ball out to the 38-yard line.
Knocked down by eight here as we go into the fourth quarter. The difference for the Knights, the safety by James Johnston, that kept them within eight. The Golden Rams with a field goal by J.C. Bowser.
First she down. Has got quite a leg.
She does. Karen Bauer in motion to the far side. Rams jump off sides. And an encroachment penalty against Highlands. I thought they used to let you go. You could, if you didn't go far, you could get back.
The NFL, you can go back.
And you can't do it.
Whipple, you can't do it. Once you break the plane, it's all over but the shouting.
So the ball now out to the 43-yard line on the penalty.
43-yard line, be first and five.
We've seen a lot of yellow laundry tonight. Knock with a holding penalty that really killed the drive in the third quarter. First and five. Again, Karen Bauer motion right to left. Pitch to Stapchuk, looking to turn the corner. Ivan to the outside. Now he's in trouble and does somehow come forward and maybe back to the original line of scrimmage there.
He just put his head down and
brought down by
just not much on the sweeps, Dave. Even with Stapchuk, if he has to take him a little longer to get out there, it's hurting to lose a yard back to the 42. Highland's just so quick to the outside. Second down, call it six. Evan Wynn splits wide to the right. Barrett, Setnar in motion, and a ball loose on the ground again.
And a fumble on a handoff.
The Hawk Knights fumble the exchange one more time. And Highlands picks up their second recovery on a bad exchange between Herod and Stapchuk. And the Golden Rams with an opportunity now to make it extremely difficult for the Knock Knights in this one.
Well, let's pretty much put this one away.
First and 10, Golden Rams at the Knock 43-yard line. I look for him to go for it all right here. Cohen with a motion man right. Up, hand off up the middle to Taylor, Cam Taylor. Ball comes out, but the whistle had blown.
Hand off to Cam Taylor.
Taylor is down after a gain of, no gain. They had to run the ball once in a while.
Brought down by Tanner Grassley.
I agree with you, though. I'd have gone for all of it right there.
You figure in that, you just let her fly.
Stick the dagger in.
You see a lot of coaches do that. But Freeman is not on the field. He is sitting on the bench. So that takes away one of Highland's best, their most explosive threat. But I'm just as concerned about Logan Christ as anybody else.
Or his brother.
Yeah. Christ goes in motion back across the middle, and they hand off up the middle to Taylor. And Cam Taylor for maybe two to the 41. So right now, Highland's looking to burn some clock by running the ball.
Bring up third and eight.
Freeman doesn't appear to be hurt, Dave, but he is the only one sitting on the bench. I figured it. Been pretty rough out there.
Well, as you pointed out, he's gone hard both ways this whole game.
So here it goes. Cohen on third down looks for the pass to the left, throws out into the flat, and it goes through the hands of Johnny Christ out at the 33. And that'll bring up fourth down.
Bring up fourth down and eight.
See if the Rams, they'll send out the punt team. You want a pin knock deep here with 8:53 to go. And, of course, the way the Knights have been doing on punt returns, you just never know. They've tried to give away a couple of them tonight.
Always an adventure.
Back to punt for the Golden Rams, number 11, Logan Christ.
And Christ will punt from about his own 45-yard line. Schreckengoss stands back at his 15. Punt is away. High punch, and Schreckengoss will just let it go, and it's going to roll out of bounds at the 5-yard line. So the Rams do what they wanted to do, pin the Knock Knights deep. So Knock will be 94 yards away from trying to tie this game up. And 8:44 to go.
They pretty much have to do it on this drive, Scott. The Knights aren't necessarily a quick strike offense.
No, they really aren't.
And then Sam Albert and our current head coach, Tom Girardi. We have nine head coaches.
So the Knights will start on their 6-yard line. And they restart the 25-second clock. They'll bury deep in their own end to see if the Knights can make something happen here. Harrit split backs. In motion, Karen Bauer. Harrit rolling to his right, looking downfield, throwing downfield. And Martin coming across the field. And the ball just short of where his intended target was. And that may be the first time we've seen Nick Martin targeted this season.
Setnar was open on the far side, too, for the longest time. Maybe that was just a little too far to throw.
But Martin had his man beat, and the ball, you know, it would have been close. But it looked like Harrit was beginning to be under pressure and sort of forced that one, perhaps. Second down and 10 from the 6-yard line. Knock has to get out of here. Evan Wynn splits to the left.
Play clock at 5.
In motion, handoff, step chuck, and he'll get out to the 10 for maybe the 11-yard line for a pickup of 5. Makes it third down and, well, not quite 5-yard gain there. Third down and 6. So what's your third and 6 play, Coach? And it was, looking to the sideline, it is Coach Frank Whalen that's sending the plays in. Shrek and Goss to the left. Again, play clock now down at 5. Harrit sets his squad. Motion man takes a snap. Pitch that way. Goes to Karen Bauer with a nice move. Karen Bauer to the outside. Has some room and a first down as Karen Bauer gets out across the 20. Nice run by A.J. Karen Bauer, breaking a couple of tackles and a big gainer for the Knights.
He was stopped short of the sticks, but he twisted away.
It's out to the 23. It's a little 12-yard gain there. First and 10. The drive stays alive with 7:40 to go. Knock needs a score and 2-point conversion to tie it. They trail 24-16. Motion to the left side. Setnar back to throw is Harrit again. Out into the flat. Here he's going out. Pass is caught by Karen Bauer and knocked out of bounds at the 39-yard line. Tipped up into the air by Tyler Sportelli, but right to Karen Bauer.
Good concentration by A.J. to bring that one in.
Another 16-yard pickup. And Harrit that time, all kinds of time to throw, Dave. Good protection by the offensive line. A little bit of a break there as that ball was tipped, but right to Karen Bauer. First down knock out at their 39. Two receivers left for Harrit. Harrit keeps it himself this time into the middle for a couple of yards to the 43.
Jay Carrot on a keeper brought down by Tyler Sportelli. Pickup of about 4, bring up 2nd and 6.
Second down now, better part of 6 to go as the clock turning down to the 7-minute mark to go. A long drive and an opportunity to perhaps tie it, and could Highlands be looking at their second consecutive overtime game? Knock Knight fans can only hope at this point. Second down, long situation for the Knights. Harrit, option left, got nobody out there. Now it goes to Karen Bauer. Karen Bauer out across the 45. Should have the first down right at the 49. Tackle made by Freeman, but there's a flag down.
A toss out to A.J. Karen Bauer, brought down by
away
Robert
from
Freeman.
The play.
There's a flag on the play.
An illegal block against the Knights. So once again, a positive gain for Knock will come back. That's a big
that's
one.
A biggie.
Mark that back from the 48-yard line.
Knights approaching 100 yards in penalty tonight.
And that was so far away from the play.
Moves the ball back to the
put it at the 33-yard line, so where it is second down and they've got to get to the 49, the 16.
They were just there,
and
that play stood.
That was a first down. So for the second time in this second half, a penalty has negated a Knock first down.
On a big play.
A big play. Second and long. Second and really long. Highlands, 5 guys on the line of scrimmage. Hand off, Pitch outside it goes to Setnar, and Setnar is hit and dropped at the 37. They get about 5 yards maybe on that one.
Setnar brought down by Logan Price and Noah Tillett.
That's going to bring up another third and long situation for Knock, and they've not had a lot of success with these tonight. 5:55 on a turning clock. All three timeouts remain for both teams. But Knock and the clock is not in their favor. Play comes in from Nick Martin from the sideline. And he'll split out wide to the left along with A.J. Karenbauer. Harrett with Stapchuk in the backfield. Harrett rolling to his left, looking to throw. Gets a block, throwing downfield, just sort of throws it up in the air, and it's picked off by Freeman out at the 45-yard line. And that was just, I think he just sort of laid that up there for see if somebody could go get it. And unfortunately, with Freeman in the neighborhood, Dave, he's going to win most of those.
Yeah, the guy in the brown shirt got it.
Third turnover by the Knock Knights here in the second half.
24 and the Knock Knights 16.
With 5:21 left to go, Highlands will get the football back at their own 43-yard line. And now all they need to do is just run out the clock. So I think we'll see a good dose of Cameron Taylor.
I think you'd be right.
At least that's what I would expect to see. Cohen, unless he's going to go for it all, gives it to Taylor. Taylor into the line, bounces to the outside, but there's nothing there. Mosby, along with Andrew Mullen, drop him for a loss of two back to the 41. The Highlands has not been able to run the football.
No, they haven't gotten much on the ground at all tonight, but when you have a passing attack like theirs, you don't need to.
Yeah, man, when the Knock Knights are giving the ball up.
Yeah.
Well, you said two fumbles they gave away, two fumbles on punts they were able to save, an interception, second down and 12 for Cohen. Out of the shotgun. Hand off again to Taylor into the line and again tripped up.
We get back to the original line of scrimmage.
Corey Payne tripped him up. Payne sort of limps back to the huddle. And Knock takes a timeout. So Knock will stop the clock here and try to conserve some time with 4.5 minutes to go, trailing 24-16. We'll be back here to Highlands for the final couple minutes right after this timeout.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
All right, Highlands Golden Rams, third down and long 10 to keep this clock turning. Frank Whalen using the timeout to stop the clock here and hopefully be able to force Highlands into punting situation.
It's third down and a long 10.
Cohen with three receivers and Cam Taylor in the backfield. Cohen will take the snap and look to throw. Looking down over the middle and is looking for Freeman, and Freeman went outside. DePaul went inside. So one of them had the wrong idea. So a great timeout taken by Coach Whalen. And with 4:24 to go, Knock will get the football back. And have to come down and score in a two-point conversion as they trail 24-16. Fog starting to roll in here in Highlands.
I thought my glasses were just dirty.
Well, I was thinking the same thing and then took my glasses off. Christ to punt from his 30. Gets the kick away. A short punt. And he'll take a Highlands bounce inside the 30.
And that time the Knights wisely backed away.
Ran away from it. So Knock with 4:12 to go. We'll have one more chance probably to try to tie this game. The ball will be spotted at the 36-yard line with 4:12 to play. So we'll see what the Knock offense can do here. Just have not been able to get anything consistently going, and they can't do one of their long, drawn-out drives. They just don't have the time. Two receivers right side. Harrod out of the pistol. Harrod rolling right, looking to throw. Harrod looks, and he ducks inside, and he'll get to the 27-yard line, a gain of one. No, but, or 30, 27. They start on the 26. I thought, I think I said 36.
Just not much there.
And again, waiting for the play from the sideline. They're just burning some serious time here. 3:45 to go. Got to get a first down. Highlands with great pass coverage. They got Freeman in the middle along with Gabe Booker. Both quick.
And tall.
Yep. Harrod again out of the pistol. Takes the snap. Rolls to his left. But whistles some. I think the Knights are going to be flagged yet again for procedure. Let's see. Yeah, no, oh, delay a game.
The clock ran out.
And again, you're in a situation here where you got to get stuff going fast. And waiting for the plays to come in.
Bring up second and 14.
So now the ball back at the 22-yard line. Need a big play, Dave.
Yep, they've got it in them.
See if they can pull one out here. Harrod with receivers to either side puts Setnar in motion, and he rolls that way, and Harrod's going to keep it himself and go down at the 25 for gain of three.
That
just isn't going to get it.
That's not going to cut it.
Third down and 11 to go, and right now Knock probably willing to let the clock run. Play comes in from the sideline. 3 minutes to go. Need to pick up the first down.
You're 11 yards away. Probably going to have to put the ball in the air.
One would think that. Let's see. Two receivers left for Harrod. And he's back looking to the left. Now rolling that way. Looks across the middle. Lots of time to throw. Here comes pressure. Harrod on the run. Breaks another tackle. Now he's going to tuck it away and take off with it. Harrod heading upfield, has the Knock first down across the 40, 45, and down just shy of midfield. Jake Harrod somehow made that happen.
He turned,
and gets the ball to the 47.
He turned nothing into a big gainer there.
22-yard pickup, and Greg Seiko is limping off, or limping back to the huddle. The big offensive guard tackle, and out he will go. Corey Payne will come in and take his place, I think. First and 10, Knock. Clock down to 2:14 to go. Ball shy of midfield. Harrod's under center. In motion, Karrenbauer far side. The counter back this way to Setnar. Setnar comes through the middle, gets to midfield, and that's as far as he'll go. 2 minutes to play. And a timeout taken by Knock. Second down and seven with a minute 58 to go. And right now, Knock will try to figure out what they're doing here. They've got to get into the end zone, and they've got to get two.
And that's just a tie. They're 50 yards away.
24-16, Highlands took the early lead on a quick touchdown. Knock tied it at 7. Then Highlands back again, made it 14-7. Knock made it 14-all, then got a safety, made it 16-14. But Highlands with a touchdown and field goal. Since that point, lead 24-16. But Knock has turned the ball over three times, fumbled it at least that many times more.
That they've recovered on their own.
And they've been penalized a load.
10 times for 80 yards.
And at critical times.
Knock takes over at the 50-yard line. He's second and
Highlands seven penalties for 40 yards.
Second down and 7. Receivers split to either side for the Knock Knights. Harrod again out of the pistol with a single setback. Stapchuk behind him. Harrod puts Karrenbauer in motion, and flags fly. Well, I don't know, have they got movement again? Yep. Just not sure where the false start is. They'll move it back to the 45-yard line. So the Knights, again, just...
Don't have time for this. Not right now, not right here.
Just looking down and pulling the trigger right at their feet. Second down and 12 now. Harrett takes the snap, rolls right. Pressure comes from the backside. Harrett now steps up in the pocket. Flag is down, and this is coming back, and the pass is through the hands of a defender. And we have a hold against Knock.
Number 11, no signal arc. There's a flag and a play. Good hold against the Knights.
So everything's going south for the Knock Knights here in this second half. I mean, Jake Harrett was being chased, and whoever was there just was trying to protect his quarterback.
We have two fouls on the play, both by the offense. An eligible receiver downfield. That penalty is declined. Holding offense. That penalty will be accepted.
So you heard perhaps the official, an ineligible receiver down downfield. So moves the ball back to the 32-yard line, where it will be second down and at least 25.
Second and 25.
The receivers, now four of them in the pattern for the Knock Knights. Harrett takes the snap, back to throw. Out into the middle, Stapchuk, and Stapchuk is tackled right at the 40-yard line after a short gain.
Pickup of about 7 yards on the play. When you need 25, that's not nearly enough.
Knock goes right to the line of scrimmage. Third down and forever. Clock continues to turn, a minute and a half to go. Knock sets the offense. Back to go is Harrett. Harrett steps up in the pocket, and the flags come down as Harrett goes down.
No, he's not down.
Still running. And Harrett goes out of bounds after picking up a first down, but there is a flag down in the backfield.
We have a flag on the play, and Harrett got a keeper on a scramble.
Well, Harrett did pick up the first down somehow.
He somehow broke out of that tackle in the backfield. They had him stopped well short.
Yep. But the flag... an illegal block against Knock.
Oh, and the spot of the foul is back at the 35-yard line, so this is going to put them way back.
Boy, if
the
anything,
20-yard line.
If anything can go wrong for the Knock Knights, it's gone wrong. Harrett picks up a first down on the scramble, but an illegal block moves the ball back inside the 25 down to the 21-yard line, where it's third down and half the distance to the goal, which is 80 yards away. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Three receivers for Harrett. They got to go a long ways. Highland's only rushing four as Harrett waits and takes a snap. Harrett back. Pressure comes. Harrett is going to be caught. Gets away from one guy. Throws downfield, and it's incomplete. Intended for Stapchuk. It'll bring up fourth down.
Goes incomplete. It'll bring up fourth and 36.
Fourth down and 36. Not something you hear.
How many
often.
Penalties on this single? How many 15-yarders? Boy, and again, another first down. The Knights picked up, but it was called back on a play that occurred away from the play. We've seen a lot of different penalties too.
Yeah. Not just the same old thing. Last week we saw a lot of the motion penalties.
Yeah.
This week, the big kind.
Yeah, you can throw in everything. I know we've seen illegal blocks, crackback blocks.
And against Blackhawk, the first game of the season, we didn't see one hold.
No, not a thing. Now Highlands will burn a timeout with 1:11 to go to get his guys ready. And you got to believe, Dave, at this point, if they get the ball back, they are going to try to score.
Yeah.
Because we're in Gardner Point's situation where you need to win by 10. And it's 24-16. You think, all right, with a minute 11, Knock can't stop the clock. You just take a knee and burn the clock. But for Highlands, they need to win this game by 10 points or more.
Yeah. Because playoff time, that
could come back to be a major factor. But right now, it does not look good for the Knock Knights. They still have one play to get 36 yards. And Jake Harrett has pulled off some miracles so far in this game, but they've been called back on penalties. But we'll see what happens here. Highlands looking to beat Nauk for only the third time since 2001. And are in control here. Fourth down. Harrit in the backfield by himself. Five guys in the pattern, and Harrit's back. Harrit steps up in the pocket. He's going to be run down and tackled back at the 18-yard line.
And Jermaine Jett drops.
Jermaine Jett with a tackle.
He just shot in there pretty much untouched, Scott.
Yeah, he did. And the Nauk Knights can't make anything happen on that. They started at their own 26, end up at the 19. They were out as far as midfield. Just kept going backwards. I don't know that I've ever seen that happen like that. Now, Highlands with a minute four to go, you've got to believe they're going to go victory formation, but I'm surprised.
Yeah, you'd think they'd want to get this margin of victory up above 10 points.
You know, Cohen goes in and takes a knee, and you wonder, you know, this could come back to haunt them later on. Not taking a chance to win this game by 10 or more. They will just let that play clock all drift all the way down and should not have to run in another play after this.
Well, maybe somebody changed their mind because they just called Cohen over to the sidelines.
Back in he goes and watches the play clock drop down. Cohen under center, back again, takes a knee, and they will not have to run another play. The game is over. The Highlands Golden Rams will defeat the Nauk Knights by a score of 24-16. As the Golden Rams pick up a section win, the Nauk Knights now fall to 1-2 on the season and 1-1 in section, with a big game coming up next Friday night against the South Fayette Lions. From Highlands, we'll be back to recap tonight's game right after this timeout.
It's now time for the Nauk postgame show, a wrap-up of tonight's Nauk high school football game. Remember, you can listen to this game anytime online at WISR680.com or on the MSA Sports Network at msasports.net. Now back to Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon live from the press box.
And welcome back here to Highlands, where the Nauk Knights fall to defeat 24-16 to the Golden Rams. And Dave, you got to be somewhat impressed with Highlands in their passing game. They've got a really good passing game. Running game, not so much. And if somebody can figure out how to slow down that passing game, Rams are going to have a tough time as well.
That's right. The Nauk Knights tonight tried to get into the backfield to put some pressure on Seth Cohen to slow that passing game down. Only successful a couple times on that. The offensive line of Highlands doing a pretty good job, and the game plan doing a lot of that for them, as they were doing three-step drops, quick passes, not allowing any time for Nauk to get in to penetrate, get any pressure.
And that was really the story in the game, as the Highlands had time to throw the football and to throw it with great success, while the Nauk Knights just couldn't get an offense going, and then it turned into a penalty fest, probably more than we've seen for quite some time. Late in this game, as the Nauk would find themselves moving down the field, they get a first down, then that would be negated on a penalty call. They do it again, and it happened three times in the second half that I know of. We had a first down, but that first down was called back on a penalty, and you just can't have that happening. And especially on at least two of those, the penalty was so far away from the play that it really wouldn't have mattered.
No, it was not part of the play at all. I mean, we were pretty clean the first part of the first quarter. Right at the end of the first quarter, the first penalty for either side, a five-yard motion penalty against the Knights, came up, and then the floodgates broke open. The Nauk Knights end up 14 penalties for 115 yards. Highland, 7 penalties for 40. That even the 7 for 40 is a lot for a game. But
yeah. And, of course, Nauk turning the ball over three times, two fumbles and a pass interception in the second half. They fumbled two other times on carries but were able to recover, and they fumbled a couple of punts but didn't run into any problems there because there was a penalty on one, and they were able to recover on another. Ball control has been an issue tonight. Anyway, the Highlands Golden Rams do pick up the win. They started out the scoring early in the game. Second play from scrimmage, an 88-yard touchdown pass. Logan Christ took it in from Seth Cohen, and the Rams led 7-45 At 7:45, 7-0, as J.C. Bowser hit the extra point. Knock would answer four plays later. Jake Harrod, a 28-yard run, and with 6:05 to go in the first quarter, we're tied at 7. The Rams then would go on another 3.5-minute drive. This capped off by a Romello Freeman touchdown catch of 21 yards from Seth Cohen, 14-7. A couple of punt exchanges, and the Knock Knights then would get the ball at their own at the Highlands 42. And it was a 30-yard pass, Jake Harrod to A.J. Karrenbauer. It was 7:18 to go in the first half. We were tied at 14. And it looked like we were going to go into the locker room tied at 14. A couple of exchanges on punts. The Knights able to punt and pin the Golden Rams deep at their 9. A penalty forced them back to the 4. And then James Johnston able to break through and drop Seth Cohen in the end zone with just under 4 minutes to go in the half. Made it 16-14. Looked like it was going to stay that way. So the Golden Rams went out and were forced to punt. Knock got the football and forced to punt. And then the Rams with the ball back had it 3rd down and 9 deep in their own end, but were able to pick up a 1st down. And then bing, bing, bing down the field. It was that would have been Johnny Christ taking in the 26-yard touchdown pass with 43 seconds to go in the half. Put the Golden Rams up for good. 21-16, and Dave, just a momentum killer.
Oh, it was. Not able to really get anything going in the second half. Defensively, not bad. They gave up a field goal, but they're just not able to move the football at all with any consistency. Had a lot of it to do with the penalties.
Yeah, in the second half, then the Golden Rams would get a 23-yard field goal from J.C. Bowser, and that would put them up by 8, and that's all they needed. Knock again, 2 fumbles and an interception after the score was 21-16 when they had a chance to get back in the lead, but just couldn't make it happen. And yeah, credit Highlands defense. They shut down Knock. Their secondary was very good. Did not give Jake Harrod a lot of places to throw the ball. And with their 8 men in the box, they just shut down Ivan Stapchuk.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, Jake Harrod probably had a pretty good night
he
rushing
more
tonight. He had more than Ivan Stapchuk did, definitely, but not just quite enough to pull off this victory here from Golden Rams Stadium.
So the Knock Knights fall to 1-1 in section play. The Golden Rams are 2-1 in section play, right? Yes, 2-1 in section play. They have a win over Ambridge and a loss to Newcastle, while Knock has a loss to Highlands and a win over Blackhawk. So Knock now really has to win those games that they have remaining. You know, next week, South Fayette, you hate to say that that's going to be a tough one to win, but it really is.
Realistically, it's going to be a tough one to win when you're up against one of the top teams in Quad A.
You got to go fight that one and see if you can't pull off a miracle there. And then you've got some other tough games coming up with Montour and Mars.
Newcastle. Indiana.
It's not going to be an easy stretch to try to make the WPIO playoffs, but this one sort of puts you now knowing you're not going to get a whole lot better probably than the 3rd or 4th spot, and you really don't want the 4th spot.
No.
It's not a good place to be. Well, the Knock Knights fall to defeat to the Highlands Golden Rams. Highlands again winning for only the 3rd time since 2001 and for the 1st time in the last 7 meetings. So the Knock Knights will go back home and will try to regroup, and it'll be tough against the South Fayette Lions that I think they've won. They haven't lost a conference game in 4 years, 5 years,
something like that.
So it's not going to be an easy task for the Knock Knights next Friday night, but here's a true test for Frank Whalen and his Knock Knights when they host South Fayette next Friday night. If you can't be there, join us here. We're on the air at 6:30 with the coaches' show. 6:45, we're live at the stadium. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff, and I think it's homecoming, too.
Yes, it is homecoming.
So it'll be a big night in Saxonburg. Well, that'll wrap things up here from Highlands. For Justin Glagola back in the studio, and for Dave Bacon, I'm Scott Briggs saying so long from Highlands. This final score again, the Golden Rams 24, the Knock Knights 16. We'll talk to you next Friday night. Have a great weekend, everyone.
It's now time for the Knock Postgame Show, a wrap-up of tonight's Knock High School football game. Remember, you can listen to this game anytime online at WISR680.com or on the MSA Sports Network at msasports.net. Now back to Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon live from the press box.